It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Wisconsin's prison system is facing controversy over lockdowns and inmate deaths. Now, healthcare in Wisconsin prisons goes under the microscope.
A recent New York Times and Wisconsin Watch investigation followed the work histories of the prison system's 60 medical professionals. They found that a third of corrections department physicians have faced disciplinary actions during their medical careers.
That report comes 1 month after a former warden of Waupun Correctional Institution and 8 other prison employees were charged in connection with multiple inmate deaths over the last year.
Wisconsin Today recently spoke with Megan Hoffman Kolb. Her father, Dean Hoffman, died by suicide in solitary confinement while at the Waupun facility in 2023. Her family has filed a wrongful death lawsuit alleging that prison staff did not provide Hoffman psychiatric medication.
After my dad died, I wouldn't be able to sleep because I could see him in his cell and the mental anguish he was going through.
Milwaukee-based reporter Mario Coran has been covering the state correction system for Wisconsin Watch. He's also a local investigations fellow for the New York Times. Mario, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Your investigation says 17 of the state's 60 corrections physicians were censured in the past decade. Can you talk about what that means? What kind of activities had gotten those doctors censured at some point in their career?
Sure. Yes. Yeah. Those numbers are correct. 17 out of the 60 full-time doctors employed by DOC, Department of Corrections, have faced some kind of reprimand. And those reasons for reprimand really range. They range from the relatively minor, haphazard record-keeping practices in a couple of cases to much more severe allegations of medical negligence that resulted in death. In one case, conviction by court-martial for sexual assault of a patient under a doctor's care. The vast majority, and I think in all but one of those cases, the doctors in question were disciplined before they went to work for the Department of Corrections. So these were on the records, but they were, in fact, hired regardless.
That's just shy of one third. When we look at doctors in general, how common is this kind of reprimand or censure? Is it that common among doctors to have that high a proportion?
Well, I don't have the rate for current doctors working and how many doctors working currently have faced discipline. But what we do know is that this is a very rare occurrence of all the doctors in Wisconsin in the past. I think from 2019 to 2022, only about 1.23% of these doctors have been reprimanded. So when we're looking at it by proportion, the doctors working for Department of Corrections certainly are a much higher proportion of doctors who have had these types of problems.
How did you go about gathering information about these prison physicians?
Well, it started with a simple list of all the doctors that had been working, and in fact, it led to just looking these doctors up individually. Sometimes this took the work of going to individual states, tracking down the medical records from Kansas or California. Wherever these doctors started working. And luckily, there is record of disciplinary actions across states. So it's really just comparing the list of doctors to the list of disciplinary orders that are already out there. And it didn't take long to start finding matches between the two.
One of the big concerns now, of course, is the quality of medical care at Wisconsin's prisons. Are there concerns? What kind of worries are we seeing about the health care that people in prisons are getting?
Yeah, I mean, this is a story that really kind of highlights the deeper systemic problems of things that we've seen a lot of this year. So, we started this segment with Megan Hoffman, whose father, of course, died in Waupun. So we have just over the past year seen so many allegations of negligence, of medical malpractice happening not just at Waupun, but across the prison system. And so when we're looking at a medical system that has been struggling, already straining, and we sort of peel back the curtain, we look at the number of doctors who have been disciplined, it puts these questions in stark relief. It puts these questions, really highlights these questions.
we've talked in the past, Mario, about staffing problems at Wisconsin's correctional institutions. Is there a similar thing going on with doctors where, hey, we're having a hard time hiring, we may have to take what we can get?
I mean, that is the sense. I spoke with medical experts, including experts who have at one point sat on the Wisconsin Medical Board. I spoke with the former chairman of that. And that really is the sense that, hey, look, we have this profession. We have healthcare positions in prison, which aren't seen always as the most desirable. They're often seen as dangerous. These are difficult places often to recruit quality healthcare professionals. And so when we're looking at sort of filling those holes, the question is it better to have no doctor at all, or is it better to have a doctor who struggled to have the to who has struggled in the past? And that is the way the question has been framed by a number of experts who I've spoken to. So it's not an easy problem to solve by any means. But the fact is, it's not a new problem. This has been going on for at least a decade, and actually longer than that. And it's one that Department of Correction has known about. So we really have seen very little progress, very little traction on addressing this issue.
We could imagine, hey, maybe a doctor had a rough patch in the past. They've paid their debt. They could potentially be a good physician. You talked, I think, in your report, Mario, to one physician who made that case, at least in their own story. Is that a possibility? We could see doctors turn around and do a good job in our prisons.
Yeah, you're correct. That's certainly the take of one of the doctors. I should be clear that I did reach out to every doctor I mentioned in the story, but really only one got back to me. And that was his take. Like, look, this is I was struggling with sobriety at the time. I was struggling with drug and alcohol use. I owned it. I addressed the issue, did everything I needed to do. And I came back and had a long career. And it's his perspective that, look, you know, we, this a doctor like myself does have the ability to address these problems, go on to provide quality care, and perhaps in ways that doctors who haven't struggled with insights that doctors who haven't struggled might not have. So yes, that is a take that I heard.
Talking to Mario Coran with Wisconsin Watch and the New York Times about his investigation into Wisconsin correctional institutions. About a third, just shy of a third of physicians there had been censured at some point in their careers. Mario, you start off your piece with a close look at Darnell Price and a misdiagnosis or a missed diagnosis. Can you share that story?
Sure. Yes. I start the piece with the story of Darnell Price. Darnell Price was incarcerated, serving a prison sentence at Stanley Correctional Facility. Darnell Price started with a lump on his leg, and really was, when you're in prison as a prisoner, you can't just go to the doctor's office, right, and have them checked out. You have to submit a form and request that type of care. The doctors at the prison, he has it in black and white that he had submitted request after request to have this lump checked out on his thigh. We see months go by, in this case, 10 months, without proper testing of what that lump actually is. And by the time he leaves that prison, without having it treated, it has grown to the size of a football. And when he moves to a new prison, doctors do test it. And not only is it cancerous, but it has by that point spread to his internal organs. And doctors gave him only 2 to 3 years to live. So he has since been released, compassionate released, and is in the community. But, you know, really his story is not over. He's, you know, the toughest part of his story is yet to come, unfortunately.
I want to key in on Waupun Correctional Institution, Mario, as we've mentioned in the news for a lot of the wrong reasons lately. Wisconsin Today talked to Teresa Hewlett last week. Her son Damian is serving a 21-year sentence at Waupun. Here she is talking about conditions there.
It just tells me of how horrible it is in there and how inhumane they treat people. Correctional officers are there to do their job, and they don't. They treat these people very badly.
Mario, can you paint us a picture of conditions at Waupun now with staffing shortages? We had those long-running lockdowns, these concerns about medical care. What's going on?
Yeah, I think it's worth just pausing for a moment to consider a year-long lockdown and just how unprecedented and how rare that is for prisoners to be confined essentially to their cells for much of the day, if not 24 hours. You know, we have heard reports, we have heard statements from the Department of Corrections that those conditions have lightened up a bit, but really that the calls, the tone that I've gotten from calls and emails and letters from prisoners at Waupun is really a tone of desperation, a sense that they have these requests sometimes for medical emergencies are being ignored. So we had those reports, we had those allegations already, and what we saw in the past in recent weeks is those types of allegations actually leading to criminal charges of medical neglect, of deliberate indifference, of calls for help being ignored to the point that they resulted in death. So it is not, I think it's very, makes it that much harder to dismiss the complaints coming from inside.
Mario, in our last few minutes, moments, I should say, what are you watching for next as you continue to coverage the correctional system?
Well, I am, you know, I'm going to continue to follow the sort of fallout from these criminal charges that have come down at Waupun and really see what happens there. I'm also looking for a little bit of, I'm looking for some of the responses from lawmakers, from Governor Evers' office, has yet to comment on any of the allegations in the story. So really, you know, from a journalist standpoint, I'm just hoping for some response. And somebody to take up some of these questions and provide responses.
Mario, thanks again for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Mario Caran is a reporter for Wisconsin Watch. He's currently a New York Times Local Investigations Fellow examining Wisconsin's Department of Corrections. Is this a story that's affecting your life or that of a loved one, whether they're incarcerated in Wisconsin's prison system now or employed there? Love to hear your story. Email wisconsintoday@wpr.org. That's wisconsintoday@wpr.org.